Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, as we always do. Raw is tonight. We got 6 segments scheduled for the show. We got Dynamite coming up on a Wednesday, Fairfax, Virginia, 4 matches scheduled for that show. And obviously, coming off SmackDown this past Friday night, we got a lot of things happening. We got people called up to the main roster. And yes, we had a lot of people cut. And we're going to talk about the cuts here today. There were a number of main roster cuts. There were a number of developmental cuts. There was even somebody who was cut from next season's LFG. So I think it's pretty clear that person ain't winning LFG. Not that it really matters, because they also cut one of the winners of LFG. So anyway, we'll talk about all of the cuts here today, plus a lot of details surrounding the cuts and certain individuals and what everybody is about everything. So we'll talk about that here today. As well as that, we've got a lot of other news, including, well, that shooting this weekend. Well, the gunshots that were fired during the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and the wrestling and MMA luminaries who were there in the room when it happened. We'll talk about the New Japan, Stardom, AAA, a return from injury of somebody in NXT, and God only knows, they need some people to return from injury, because virtually every veteran has been called up from NXT, and it's like it is legitimately a developmental promotion again. So a lot to get into. Filthy Tom will join us here today. We'll all wake up for the next segment. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Thank God you're here, Tom. Struggling. I was up way too late doing Observer Radio last night. And I'm paying for it this morning. How was your weekend?
It's fine. Easy. Fun. I watched some of my children's friends do a rendition of Hamilton.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
Paisley's working on Annie. Annie. Of all things. I'm sure that Hamilton was probably much more exciting. Well, anyway, we got a lot of cuts to talk about here today, Tom. Did you survive the weekend without being cut from something?
Well, you tell me.
All right.
I'm here.
You are here.
Right?
Yeah, you're not getting cut this week, let me tell
you.
I might fall
off the table.
Oh, like your main man, Tom? God, jeez. Guys, I don't want to see Tongaloa cut, but golly... That guy had one job on Friday. He had one job. Stay on the table so Jacob Fatu can splash you off the barricade. He freaking fell off the table. I don't know how. I don't know why. Jacob had to rush down and throw him back on that table so he could splash him. I was like, I know Tom's watching this. I know he's going to defend it somehow on Monday, but oh my God. One job on that entire show. Just lay on the table. Couldn't do it.
I got no defense.
Okay,
man.
Thank you. All right.
Maybe a bottle of water got knocked over in the melee, and it was slippery.
God.
And he fell off.
All right. Here's an update. The Wyatt Six are all gone. Bo Dallas, who, of course, was Uncle Howdy, Nikki Cross, Joe Gacy, Eric Rowan, all five of the Wyatt Six are gone.
Dexter Loomis.
I guess.
Who you did not mention.
Well, I was doing my counting. I guess Bo Dallas and Uncle Howdy were two different people, so that's Wyatt Six.
No, that's not true. Uncle Howdy was the only character. There was no Bo Dallas.
No, Bo Dallas was there. He was there every
no,
now
he
and
wasn't.
Then. Yeah.
He wasn't. No, I don't think he was in the
no,
Wyatt
he
Six.
Was part of the Wyatt Six.
You know what? We probably won't talk about it later, but I could see them ending up in TNA as an act.
Could.
Why not?
Well, I mean, they have to pay for five people. I mean, other than that, no problem.
Wasn't Rowan there before?
Where was Rowan? He was somewhere.
Didn't they do some sort of like tribute to?
Yeah, I think there was an AEW.
Brody or
I think it was AEW. He showed up for like one show, if I recall.
Yeah, but then
correctly.
He was. I'm almost positive he was in TNA at some point.
He might have made an appearance or something, but he was for sure in AEW. So anyway, those you know, they're all gone. I'm not overly surprised. The you know, people like the music, but I don't think they really got over big as an act. Hate to see anybody get cut, but that's, I mean.
It was just out of place.
Everybody has way too many people signed. I'm talking everybody.
It was out of place in today's WWE, I felt. It was like a relic from a past time. And while it got some good nostalgia pops at the beginning, you know, the shelf life was kind of short. And they never advanced the characters whatsoever. We never really, like, they just did stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm well aware. We had Kairi Sane, Zelina Vega, Zoe Stark, and Alba Fire, all from the women's division. And Alba Fire, I mean, she was talented, but they really didn't do a lot with her. And Piper, we don't even know about the future of Piper. We got Zoe Stark, who was injured, but she did get cleared before she was released. I want to make that abundantly clear. And we'll talk about why in a moment. Zelina Vega and Kairi Sane. I mean, Kairi Sane is considered the most shocking name of anybody.
She's in the middle of a storyline.
She's in the middle of not only a storyline, but a storyline that's been going on for months and months and months. And, you know, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I do believe that there's a chance she could be R-Truth and brought back. Because I don't get this one at all. Nobody in the company gets this one at all. Yes, there are reports that she's in Japan, which I'm sure she is in Japan, but I wouldn't read too much into that because Kairi was traveling to and from Japan at least once or twice a month, every single month since she got signed. This is not unusual. She may have been heading to Japan this week anyway. I don't know. But we'll see what happens because that's the one that everybody is really stunned about. That's all people were talking about during SmackDown was, oh my God, who's cut next? And also, oh my God, why did they cut Kairi? We got the Motor City Machine Guns, which is surprising, but not surprising. I mean, they were rarely used. Most of the tag teams lately have been rarely used. But, I mean, they were extremely talented. They were arguably the best working tag team in the company. I mean, some would probably say, like, Axiom and Nathan Frazier were, and you'd see the Motor City Machine Guns are them, but just a numbers game, I presume. And then,
I feel
of course,
like, I mean, besides TNA, I mean, I'm sorry, besides AEW, I would imagine that they can kind of pick and choose what they're going to do. I don't think that they're going to be hard up for bookings if they want to take them.
No, I think they can go pretty much anywhere they want. Should mention, by the way, I got a note that, the Vintner has not been in TNA at any point recently.
I was thinking of Braun Strowman, actually.
I see.
Who made like an appearance as part of Control Your Narrative.
I'm begging Braun Strowman to return to his cooking show as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So we can get a two-hour SmackDown again.
I'll even offer to watch it.
Wow.
If we don't have to watch
it. I may watch it, actually. I like eating. So I'll think about it.
Yeah, you like it so much you don't show up to watch me do it. Huh?
I'll get out of here. Dude, you literally scheduled it during WrestleMania. The whole point of me going to Vegas was to go to WrestleMania.
The restaurant just happened to be open then.
Okay, what do you want me to do about it? God. Then anyway, we have Aleister Black, Santos Escobar, and Apollo Crews. So Apollo Crews, you know, he'd never been used anyway, so that's not surprising. Santos Escobar is the second most surprising cut behind Kairi Sane, and I'll tell you why. He left. They did not want him going to AEW. I don't have, like, the exact number, but, like, I was told this guy made a freaking mint to come back. They then, for reasons unknown, put him on AAA and not the main roster, despite paying him this money. Keep in mind, like, you know, there are people that are working for AAA that are still getting an envelope hanging. His envelope probably would be this thick. I mean, you couldn't even bend that envelope. So anyway, he's working there. And then, this is interesting, everybody. Some of you might have forgotten this. He got hurt like a month ago. And he actually is injured. He's the one guy that actually was released while injured. Everybody was talking about Zoe Stark. She got cleared. This guy was on the shelf, Santos Escobar, and they cut him while injured. So that sucks. And then the Aleister Black one is ironic because, first off, Aleister Black, when he was in AEW, I mean, you know, whether he believes this or not, the fact is everybody working there believed that he just couldn't wait to get out of there and go back to WWE. And, you know, they believed he didn't want to do any jobs and didn't want to sell and this and that. And then he goes to WWE, and what does he get as a role? He gets the Karrion Kross Scarlet role of the guy that goes around and tries to convince all of the babyfaces to turn heel. And, of course, Karrion Kross and Scarlet got cut. This guy gets that role with Zelina, and now he gets cut. So let me tell you what role you don't want in WWE is the role of the guy trying to convince all of the babyfaces to turn heel. So he is also gone. So that's all the main roster cuts.
I'll take it.
When we come back, well, you'll have a quick job. When we come back, we'll talk about the, at this point, developmental releases. There may be more, and some details on all of those. So, back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live!
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home, as is. No cleaning, no showings. And there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This guy goes, I hope Brian mentions Bully Ray's comment. F that guy. What did he say?
Oh, yeah. No, maybe he had no advice for the people who were cut from LFG.
He had no advice?
Yeah, but it was a much longer comment than that, if that is even what this person's talking about.
All right. Well, here, email me the comment. I got to go through some more of these. All right. So NXT Developmental. A couple of notes. Luca Crucifino was cut. He was the lawyer. He did a lawyer gimmick.
Yeah, but now he was a raver.
Well, whatever he is, he's retired from wrestling.
He actually did. He did retire.
He's done. Dante Chen is astounding because he was like employed in the first place. When is the last time we saw Dante Chen? I feel like the last time I saw him was like 7 years ago.
I thought he was just like a local BJJ guy.
Then Malik Blade, his partner, quit, so they cut him. Tyreek and Tyson are gone. Which, my main memory of them was, this was when they debuted him during that period where they didn't put anyone's name on the screen or identify them. They just expected us to know who they were. And it was like this for like a month, and I'm just getting more and more infuriated. Nothing against the guy. It's not their fault, but that was annoying. Trill London, who I have absolutely no earthly idea who that is.
Who?
Exactly.
Who? He's like that. Is that the guy that was in AEW as part of Swerve Strickland's crew?
I don't know who Trill London is. I'm sorry,
that guy?
Or Chris Island. I don't know. Carly Bright.
That sounds like a fake name they were going to give Jeff Cobb.
Carly Bright, who was on TV, she was, I think for like 3 weeks, she was like a...
What?
I was going to use the term Timu, but I'm so sick of hearing that I'm not going to do it. She was, what's her name? She was doing a low rent version of.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Anyway, then Tyra
Section 9 Tiffany Stratton.
Tyra May Steele.
Didn't Carly Bright win LFG?
Oh, dude, we'll get to that. Tyra May Steele.
She was just on TV a few weeks ago, and she looked good.
Tyra May Steele not only won LFG, she is a gold medalist, and she got cut.
Listen, that's fine. Like, she deserves better. Let's be honest. Get her in Real American Freestyle. Make her.
How about get her real name back and, like, push her as an Olympic gold medalist in, like, AEW or TNA or something?
Yeah, why not just have her wrestle for real in an avenue that wasn't there before, and she can make good money, according to Uriah Faber?
Did that as well. And then Serena Linton, who is on the next season of LFG. She's already been cut. So there you go.
I am going to flip my lid in a second when I do this research and find out. I'm pretty sure it was Callie Armstrong.
Thea Hale, yeah. She was the low-rent Thea Hale.
Wait.
Carly Bright. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, she was doing the Thea Hale gimmick when they already had a Thea Hale.
Okay.
Now, the other name I want to mention is Andre Chase, because I don't even know where to begin. Andre Chase has been around forever and ever, and, you know, he was the head of Chase U in story.
Harlem Bravado or something?
Harlem Bravado, yeah.
Was he Harlem Bravado, or was he the other one?
I think it was Harlem Bravado. But anyway, the point is, like, he'd been around forever. He got hired. He was in charge of Chase U. And, you know, I've talked to Chase U with so many people over the last few years, and it's just like they were so over at their peak, when it was like Duke Hudson and Andre Chase and Thea Hale. And then, you know, I'd hear all this crap about how, oh, it's just where they're at. If they went up to the main roster, they wouldn't be over. And then they'd do like a WrestleMania weekend show or whatever, and there'd be 9,000 people in the building, dude, and they'd be the hottest act on the show.
Okay. Danhausen is over. You're telling me Chase U couldn't get over these people?
And then
come
it's
on.
Like, oh, we're going to fire Duke Hudson, and then we're going to break up Chase U, and then, Like, people are arguing this, but I remember this. Andre Chase, I don't know if his deal expired or if or something happened and he was gone. And then they brought him back. But now they cut him again. And, you know, people always, they'll go like, oh, you know, what was a great act that would have probably been huge on the main roster, but they just never. It'll always, to me, be Chase U. They dropped the ball on this group. Like, I was told that when Andre Chase was hired, the idea was he was a good working guy who could help people learn, and there like never was an intention to call him up to the main roster. And it's like, hey, fine. If that's your intention, whatever. But when you hire a guy and you create a group and like they're over and they get over everywhere they go in every scenario, I don't care what your freaking plan was. Why don't you bring them up and try? And you know what? If you're right, fine. Fire them, okay? But you know what? Why don't you try first before you disband them in developmental? Every single one of them floundered afterwards, and then you cut them. Stupid. Stupid! Do you guys realize that Chase U helped get Ridge Holland over? You know how many things Ridge Holland had done on the main roster and it never got over? And then they sent him to NXT and he still wasn't over. And then they managed to put him in Chase U. And that storyline with Ridge Holland and Chase U got that guy so over that it was like, this guy needs to be the NXT champion. And you know what? They dropped the ball on Ridge Holland too. So now, you know where we're at, everybody? Do you remember the beginning of the year when they called up Trick Williams and Javon Evans and Obafemi and Jordan? And for like a month or two, as bad as NXT was, it was even worse because you got rid of all of the stars. And then, like, they were in such a state.
Hold on, Ryan. They got rid of all the stars who had also lost to all of the people that they moved up.
Yes.
Obafemi just vacated.
Oba didn't even put anybody over on the way out. And so, like, poor Joe Hendry had to stay for 3 more months to try to be an anchor of this promotion. And they had Joe Hendry, and they had Ethan Page, and they had Ricky Saints. Those were your only 3 veteran, like, main event caliber stars in this company. They've all been called up. What are they going to do on this show?
You know who the veteran is, who they got now?
Sean Spears, who never wrestles.
And then Lexus King.
Lexus King.
Lexus
King. Who's literally, he's just the fastest man in the world. Like, well,
hey, listen, if you got your choice between him or Dr. Wagner Jr., you're going Lexus King all day.
Well, yeah, but I mean, dude, they got nobody right now. And can you imagine Evil is walking in to be like, Evil's going to walk into that place like Ric Flair in the Carolinas. I mean, there's nobody left in this place. It's astonishing. Nothing against, like, you know, I have nothing against Tony. I'm talking like, who do they have with more than 3 years experience?
They've given no
on
one
this
any,
brand
any credibility either. I mean, it's clear that Keanu Carver is going to be their guy at some point.
Yeah, what he's got 30 matches, maybe. I'm not even sure Tony D has 100 matches.
Where's Jasper Troy been since he got taken out by Keanu Carver? Because I actually expect him to come back and be a big baby face, I would imagine.
I mean,
Elio LaFleur got hurt.
Yep.
Right off the bat. Dorian Van Dukes, he's great. That's a guy that should be at the top of the card.
He's gonna have to be the champion. Like, they are in. I'm actually really excited to watch NXT tomorrow because I don't know what I'm gonna watch. I mean, it's gonna be like, I don't know, man. I'm afraid that worst show of Mania weekend is gonna be significantly better than tomorrow's NXT.
Are they gonna murder Ricky Saints on the way out like they did to poor Joe Hendry?
God, they may throw him off a bridge for all I know. Who knows?
And I mean, Blake Monroe is gone.
Oh, we do have a name
as well.
Noam Dar has returned from injury. Thank God. I don't know what they'll do with him.
Oh.
But he's back.
Does Granny know?
Norm Dor.
Does she love her? So Noam Dar?
She calls him Norm Dor. Anyway.
Has she watched a Bay Leaf match lately?
No.
That's my favorite.
All right. So, well, that's all the cuts that we know of at this point. And, you know, I was told Friday that it was like a big NXT list. And this list ain't that big. So there may be more. There may be more names coming from the developmental side. Hopefully, I mean, I no to, more at all. But
yeah, know. I hate to say it, but there are some people that I've just never heard of.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, somebody was like mentioning everyone's up in arms about this. And listen, you know, I'm not saying you should not be up in arms, but let's just talk reality here, okay? Main roster cuts happen every year at this time. I don't know why anybody was caught off guard. Every year after WrestleMania, they do this. Every single year. Like, people are acting like this is something new or it's something. It's like this happens every year. Yes, I realize that Mania made a tremendous amount of money. And so the idea that you have to cut anybody is preposterous. Sure, that's true. Fine, whatever. But, like, it happens every year, number
one. It also happens in other industries in show business. Somebody coming from somebody who has, you know, a wife who worked in the circus. This is exactly what they do in those shows, too. This is not like an isolated thing. This happens across the board.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And on top of that, with NXT and developmental, I mean, we talked about this for years. NXT has a deal where you're evaluated every 6 months. They have like 200 people in the performance center that are waiting to call up. They got God only knows how many people in the NXT roster. Like, I counted once. It was like bigger than the SmackDown roster for a while.
Then they have the WWE ID people. Then they have NIL people. There's people, plenty of people who are not under contract who are being used in AAA and Evolve.
And the idea is every 6 months you get evaluated. And if they don't see enough progress, you're out of here. This happens all the time. It's just a numbers game, unfortunately. Back in a moment, Tom will do SmackDown Observer Live.
What?
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I almost erupted into profanity right there, but we're back on the air. Tom, do you know anybody named Jimmy?
It's Gunther's wife.
G-I-N-N-Y. Do you know anybody with that name?
Yeah, actually, I swear to God, my aunt is named that. Virginia. Ginny.
Every time I try to text the name Vinny, it autocorrects to Ginny. In what frickin' area of this planet is Ginny a more used name than Vinny?
It's a real name.
You know one. How many Vinnies do you know? I know like a dozen. Stop. Quit autocorrecting Vinny to Ginny. Just stop it. Do SmackDown.
I named two right off the bat.
I could name 100 Vinnies, dude.
Let's go. No, you go. Okay. I'm calling your bluff.
I got Vince Verhey. I got my buddy Vinny in jiu-jitsu. There's Vince McMahon Jr., Vince McMahon Sr. There's,
I'll even help you. Vinny Massaro.
Vinny Massaro. There's a bunch of Vincenzos all over the place.
Vinny, Bo Binny.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
Okay, do SmackDown.
Yeah. Next time, think twice.
Stop auto-correcting.
Cody, Rhea, and my man Lil Yachty. I love
Vince Carter. Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Vince Carter.
It's Vinny.
No, somebody
Vinny
wrote that.
Vegas.
Somebody wrote that because there's no way in hell you even know who Vince Carter is. Who's Vince
Carter? Russo.
Who is Vince Carter, Brian?
He's a sports guy.
Come on. What kind of sport?
Hey, listen, can we just smack down? It's a 3-hour show still.
You're the one that started up it again.
No, I didn't.
I was talking
about Lil. I did. Go ahead.
you are the gingerbread man of this show who showed up with Lil Yachty. Okay.
I'm the little Yachty of this show.
No. Little Yachty is a
What was that
treasure.
Noise?
Don't worry about it. Fatu came to the ring. He told Roman that if he thinks Jacob isn't ready to come to the ring and prove it. This was after they got into it on Monday. Fatu's going to challenge Roman for his belt. The Usos came to the ring, and Jimmy told Fatu that, look, you can have everything you want, but go after Cody's title instead. They urged him to join up with them and Roman once again. But instead, the MFTs, minus the face paint, come out. I'm always, like, intrigued to see when and why they're wearing face paint and when and why they aren't. But they came out here just looking like, mafia guys. And Fatu is told by Solo that he needs an army behind him. Solo says he has an army behind him. Then Tama Tonga grabs a mic. He asked Solo why Solo is wasting his time with Fatu, because there's no way Fatu is going to beat Roman. He could have even beat Solo. So Fatu super kicks Tama Tonga. He's laid out, and then Fatu challenges Solo for a match later on, which was in the main event.
I'm excited for this show to go to 2 hours, because I don't think this segment needed to go 20 minutes. It's pretty simple. You know? Why are these Usos heels? Or are they?
Yeah, I think they're...
I got a lot of questions.
With Roman, right? They're back with Roman. The bloodline's back, right? You don't think so?
I don't know yet.
Ooh, what do you think?
I think the Usos are going to join up with Fatu and take out Roman.
That'd be more interesting.
I don't know what's going on with old Solo and his crew, though. I don't know what's happening.
It's got no... The lantern's gone.
At least they got it back. At least the lantern got cut as well.
Or did they win that feud and then just... They won and then just gave the lantern back. Isn't that what happened?
I didn't watch
the street fight.
Well, I know that Tama Tonga made Solo return the lantern.
Yeah, so. But then they had that street fight the night before Mania.
Yeah, I think I missed that. Or no, I saw that show. I don't know.
Okay, anyways, Kathy Kelly interviewed Julia and Kiana. Julia complained about being on the SmackDown after Mania instead of Mania itself. She and Kiana argued condescendingly. Tiffany challenged Julia for the U.S. title.
Why are these two in? And they had this match. You know, why are they having trouble now?
Well, they made it apparent that they're not really friends. It's always just been business between them. So Tiffany went for the PME early on, but got hung up in the tree of woe. Julia gave her a neck breaker on the floor. Julia gave her a butterfly suplex from the top. Kiana tried to trip Tiffany, but was thwarted. Julia charged Stratton, but ran into Kiana. Tiffany hit the rolling firemans, went for the PME, got caught in full guard, and then got turned into a inverted rings of Saturn by Julia. Julia hit the Arrivederci. Tiffany got out of a Northern Lights bomb attempt, hit an Alabama slam, followed by the PME, got the win, and it's Tiffy time for the U.S. title.
Yeah, I wasn't all into that match much. I mean, they had good heat, but I didn't think the work was particularly great. Tiffany needs house shows, dude. That's all there is to it. She needs a lot more matches. I don't even know when the last time she had a match was. I mean, go ahead.
Did she, like, lose to Kiana?
Yes. Pretty sure. Let's see when her last...
Danhausen did a home invasion on The Miz. You know what I noticed during this? You know where The Miz lives?
Vegas.
Right down the street from me.
Really?
Yep. Well,
I always thought he lived in, like, first he was in L.A. and then he was in Texas.
I think there's, like, probably 30 gates in between he and I and multi-millions of dollars. He probably doesn't live anywhere near me. But he's definitely in Vegas. And Danhausen broke into his house, did a bunch of nefarious activities throughout the show, including messing up the Miz's golf simulator, whacking him in the nards with the club. He licked a flower at his house and then drove Miz's daughter's bike. He got Miz to toss chocolate in Maurice's face. Just chicanery.
Yeah, Tiffany's had 8 matches since the Royal Rumble. I don't know about that.
That's not a lot.
No.
She was being interviewed, and she said that the division runs on Tiffy time. Then the new women's tag champs, Brie Bella and Paige, came to the ring. They talked, and then Charlotte's music hit. Then Alexa's music hit. They made a title match right now on the spot. Charles Robinson ran down. Why not? So, like, pretty much before anything can happen, JC Jane attacks Paige on the floor. Fatal Influence lays out everyone in the ring. They're dressed in black and green like they're a new DX, and the crowd hated them.
Boy, did they ever. Actually, it was much worse when they did the promo later.
Yeah.
They got a lot of heat here, but they got a lot of heat later.
Yeah, this Fatal Influence is cooking with hot grease, baby.
You're a big fan of old JC Jane.
JC Jane is fantastic.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, she knows exactly who she is when she's out there. Yeah. She presents herself as a star. Her in-ring work, I think, is very solid, but I think it's more than that. I think the overall package is better than the sum of its parts.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm very surprised, actually, that Fatal Influence, and I'm not the only one, that Fatal Influence came up with her. I could have seen Fallon and maybe even, you know, them adding a third person.
I thought
the
road, they would add Kiana.
On the main roster. But yeah, instead, they brought up Lainey Reed, who I believe has been in the business for like
2 years.
Not even. I don't think it's even been 2 years. So they're high on Fatal Influence, and so am I. Cody came out looking like Frankenstein's monster. He had a black eye, a gash on his forehead. I don't mean the legendary Street Beefs fighter. And you know what? Actually, that's where my notes end. So he didn't say anything, did he?
I don't think so. I'm finding out how long Lainey Reed has been doing this.
Damian Priest and R-Truth beat Tama Tonga and JC Mateo, who were urged before the match to bring these titles back to the NFTs.
2 years.
They got the heat on Damian Priest until he landed a clothesline from the depths to JC Mateo. He tagged Truth in. Tonga Loa interfered. Tonga took out Truth. JC hit a German suplex with a bridge. Priest barely broke it up. Then there was a blind tag by Priest. They hit the elevated lie detector, which is called the Rise Up, and they retained the titles.
Yeah, Lainey, 91 matches in her entire career up there on the main roster. I didn't think they were going to bring her up this early, but they did. So, good for her.
We had Trick Williams, the new U.S. champion.
Stop.
We had the Gingerbread Man and my man, Lil Yachty, come to the ring. And see what I've been saying, Brian? What celebrity stuck around after Mania? Huh? Not Pat McAfee, nowhere to be found. Not Jelly Roll. He's gone. They went back to do what they're best at. Where's Isho Speed? He's not around. But you know who is there? You know who stuck around?
Yachty.
The best character, the best celebrity they had all WrestleMania season, and that is Lil Yachty. He said he's there to stay because if Trick is Mike Tyson, then Yachty is Don King. That is not a good thing. You do not want to be comparing yourself to Don King. He was
a famous guy
in many ways. Yeah. So there's a lot of famous guys. Jeffrey Epstein's a famous guy.
Let's talk about the larger issue of this segment, which is who are we supposed to care about here? Who are we supposed to
Little Yachty.
What in the hell is going on here?
Little Yachty's the baby face. Trick and the Gingerbread Man are heels.
Oh. Oh, I got it now. Yeah. This segment sucked, guys.
The Gingerbread Man attacked Little Yachty and Sami Zayn.
Hold on a second.
It was Sami Zayn
Trick,
as the Gingerbread
Trick comes
man.
Out as a babyface with Yachty. They do a babyface promo until Yachty, who you said was a babyface, announces there will be no more U.S. title open challenges. The fans turn on Yachty. They turn on Trick. The Gingerbread Man attacks Trick. The fans cheer the Gingerbread Man. He takes his head off. It's Sami Zayn. They then boo Sami Zayn. I was like, why? What is happening here? This is horrible. It's just terrible. Like, Trick needs to be a babyface. Sami needs to be a heel. It's what the fans want. It's what you've been booking. Why are you going back and forth with these two guys? Irritating.
Hey, I got an answer. I have an answer for your question earlier.
Yes.
What's up with the MFTs? Well, they offered Royce Keyes a spot in the MFTs.
They did.
So they're going to get beat up by Royce Keyes.
Cool.
Danhausen took on The Miz.
I will enjoy that immensely.
Danhausen took on The Miz. Kit Wilson swiped The Miz's clammy back early on.
Excuse me.
What? I don't even have any
clue. Are you talking about his slammy that got stolen?
I guess.
He stole his slammy back, you idiot. God. Not he swiped his clammy back. Why do I have to translate for you?
Damn, Jitty
is
got
this
me.
Is this a granny segment? What's happening here?
Oh, my God.
This sounds exactly... I'm going to have Granny review this and see if she reports that he swiped his clammy back.
Who won this match? Danhausen?
Danhausen.
Okay. He did the Undertaker sit-up. He rolled up Miz after some sparks. Okay. There we go. Rhea had a fight with JC Jane. They did a long
This match was great.
Yeah, can you talk about this?
Dude, this match was freaking great. These two beat the crap out of each other. They're just like, they were, you know what this reminded me of is that Roosh match on Collision, just pounding on each other. And then Fatal Influence ran in for the DQ, and my God, did they get heat for running in here. And the rest of Fatal Influence. Very, very good match. I mean, you could not have had a better Fatal Influence debut on the main roster than this SmackDown. Final segment after the break, once Tom has recovered, everybody. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
We With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, you think you can make it through this final segment here, brother?
I think I can do it. Solo Sikoa took on Jacob Fatu. Ton of interference. And eventually, Solo landed an Uso splash. Fatu kicked out. Solo lined up for the spike but missed. Jacob hit him with a pop-up Samoan, and the Mighty Moonsault, which deserves a new name. Please get that one a new name. And Fatu won, but he was sworn by the MFT right away. So the Usos come down the aisleway, and before they get there, Fatu dog walks the entire MFTs by himself, gives JC and Tongaloa hip attacks in the corner, puts Tongaloa on the table. Somehow, Tongaloa rolls off onto his head, and then Fatu puts him back on, splashes him through the desk, holds the center of the ring, stares down the Usos who are still on the apron. And it was a fantastic way to end SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean,
Loa and behold.
I do have to say that when this segment was over, I was expecting all these guys to be cut moments later, but it didn't happen. He just ruined everybody on this show, which is what you got to do because he's got a match with Roman Reigns in like 2 weeks now. They got to build this guy up big, and I thought they did a good job doing it.
He was all gas, no brakes.
He was all gas and no brakes.
Yaramine.
Come on, Tom.
Get that one on the autocorrect.
I hate autocorrect. I hate these phones. I'm an old man yelling at clouds. Literally yelled at the clouds the other day because this cloud kept covering the sun. I was cold. I actually yelled at the cloud as a shoot. I was very angry, that cloud. But we are
out
of time.
Watch out for that sun. You might end up with a clammy back.
We're out of time, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live!